It's been a banner week for military veterans in Tay Township. Banners celebrating veterans have begun going up on selected hydro poles and light fixtures within Port McNicoll, Victoria Harbor, Wabauchene, and Waverly. "This is very near and dear to my heart," project organizer Christine Van Zaberger told about 75 veterans, family members, and residents who gathered at Victoria Harbor's cenotaph for this week's launch. They were on hand to celebrate the unveiling of the first four banners to be placed throughout the communities as part of the Tay Memorial Banner Project. A retired Canadian Armed Forces veteran and Wabauchene resident, Van Zaberger said the project has been embraced by the entire community. "I'm very pleased with this program," she said. "It means the world to me." The afternoon ceremony began under sunny skies with Father John giving a blessing, followed by Tay Mayor Ted Walker reading in Flanders Fields. Tay Councillor Barry Norris unveiled the first banner honoring War of 1812 veteran Hippolyte Brissette. "He's one of Tay Township's oldest known veterans and will always be remembered," Norris told the crowd, with Christine Brissette representing Brissette at the ceremony. The other three veterans commemorated this week all served in World War II. They are Kenneth Alfred Pelletier, introduced by Victoria Harbor Legion President Jim Pearson and recognized by son Douglas Pelletier; Ernest Quinnell, introduced by Port McNicoll Legion President Amanda Grant and represented by Dan and Corinne Prevost; and William Wesley Heppner, introduced by Wabauchene Legion President Michelle Goet and represented by Tammy Heppner. According to Van Zaberger, the people who qualify to be featured on the standard 2-foot by 4-foot sized banners are any veteran, member of the military, or RCMP officer from past or present, who has retired or is serving. "My main focus with this program is to provide all Tay residents with the opportunity to commemorate their loved ones," she said. "The amount of universal support I received in organizing this program is nothing short of amazing." Goet said Van Zaberger deserves a great deal of credit for her dedication in taking the project on earlier this year. "We owe a huge thank you to Christine, who brought this forward and brought everyone here today," Goet said. All totaled, 49 veterans will be honored as part of the Tay Memorial Banner Program. Besides the aforementioned veterans, others getting banners include World War II veteran Edward Joseph Brissette, Maxime Desire Brissette, Lorne Brissette, Bob Brissette, Lucy Heppner, Peter Lobb, Earl Peter Heppner, Robert John Wilson, Charles Cunningham, Marshall Goet, George W. Pearson, Earl and Ruth Koch, together on one banner; Ronald Roach, Norris Robert Hubbard, Mervyn and Norman Hodgins, together on one banner; William Cotto, Harvey Seaton, Robert Kinnenmuth, Harry Walker, Bill and Marie Thoms, together on one banner; Frank Sidney Milley, Wilfred LaFrance, Winifred Shepherd LaFrance, Ken and Rita Polkingham, together on one banner; Mansell D. Raymond, Edward Moreau, Charles Rawson, John Albert Belfry, Donald Sylvester Cotto, Isadore Squibb, Brissette, W.J.A., Hap, Pridham, Bob and Tommy Blanchard, together on one banner, and William Kostoff. As well, World War I veterans Charles Peter Heppner, William Wesley Heppner Sr., Gerard and Lorin Lachapelle, together on one banner; Joseph Paul Eve Prevost, Korean War veteran Donald H. Semple, along with Darren and Christine Van Zaberger, will be honored.